Robert W. Morgan with the Captain and Tennille on the special of the week. Daryl and Tony candidly admit their weekly television series nearly destroyed their career. That's why I was so surprised to learn Tony had just taped a pilot for a daily television talk show, which she'll host. For an explanation, here's Tony.
I just love it. We've done two shows, two pilot shows, and I never had more fun in my life than I had doing that. Because I love people. I want to know about them. I want to know what makes them tick. And I think I know the kind of things to ask that people in the audience want to know.
The first time I brought you home, my mama said it ain't good enough. I don't want my girl to be alone, but I wonder.
Let's talk about what I do in the studio.
Fine with me, Daryl. Go ahead. It's your show.
I call myself a producer, but when I tell the cellist to play with more feeling, I can tell him, but he isn't going to understand it until Tony comes out and says, what do you tell him? Okay, I'm the cellist.
Well, I don't know. That's just a different thing. Now, see, that's Daryl. That's a good point Daryl brought up. In the studio, he's the technical man. He knows exactly what he wants. He knows the technical ways to get it. But when it comes to dealing with people and dealing with emotions and psyches and stuff, I'm the one. I go out and feed them herb tea and cookies that I baked at home and get them all mellow, and we have the best sessions in the world, you know.
The hills are alive and the earth is humming. Love is spreading over.
Not that Daryl Dragon's rude, it's just that he's got too much on his mind for studio small talk. He'd rather record a good track than get sidetracked.
That's why I'm so excited about computers taking over everything, you know. So I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Well, it's like he forgets a lot of times. It's not that he means to, but he just does. He forgets to go up to our musicians, our poor struggling musicians who go with us all over the country and play. He forgets to say, hey, you know, that was really super tonight. You did a real good job. He never does that. And I think by now they've come to realize that that's just him. And so I'm the one who goes up and says, it was terrific. You know, or I'll get them all into a room like we did a while back. And I'll say, now I want you just to wait here because Daryl has something to tell you. And so I bring Daryl down to the room. And
I feel like I'm a dog being put out.
I said, Daryl has something to say. You're on, Daryl.
You guys did great.
Yeah, right, you guys are great, and he leaves.
And I thank you, baby, for kisses and wishes that you shared with me and things that you did show me, how you cared for me in the way every day when you'd say, oh, I love to see you smile. And I thank you, baby.
Daryl and Tony have the rare ability to recognize potential hits. Sometimes that's harder to do than you might think, even when it involves songs composed by the virtuoso writing team of Neil Sedaka and Howard Greenfield.
Howie Greenfield called me, you know, about a year before we put the song out about You Never Done It Like That. He said, you got to do this song. It's made for you. Everybody says it's a Captain and Tennille hit. And in fact, Neil performed it for us live the first time we ever heard it. Remember over at Howie's house when Neil played it for us? Neil's so cute. And he played it little bouncy, you know. You're so terrific. You never done it like that. That's Neil's way to do it. You know, it's his style. And so we took it home and we thought about it. I said, look, I love it. I love the lyrics and the melody's good, but I said, it's not sexy the way Neil does it. You know, this has got to be very sensual kind of a song.
You're so terrific. You never done it like that. You never been this way before. To be specific, you never done it like that. Who went and opened up the door? Oh, my lips are burning. Yeah, you never done it like that. I thought the flame was dead and gone. Oh, but you've been learning, yeah. You never done it like that. How long has this been going on? Ooh.
Captain and Tennille, keep it together. Next on the special of the week, I'm Robert W. Morgan.